This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, across the country on our Salem Media Group sister stations around the country, as well as leading independent stations. We are a nationally syndicated show heard on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we are heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too, and our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for the great job you do keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance janitorial workers, security, and construction workers and convenience store clerks, too, thank you for what you do. Do not forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on that USCCA logo that's right there for a free gun a day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, 7 past the hour, here she is, Ms. Rosemary. What's up?
Hi, Captain. Hi to the Captain's Army. Well, sorry about last night, everybody. It probably has never happened in
You're on a mission.
I absolutely was, and by the way, it never happens, but it did happen. I always say, don't anybody ever call me during the 4 hours the captain's on. But last night I had many emergency things. It had to do with prayer for others, so we'll let it go with that. I am a prayer intercessor. It's never happened before, but, you know, it happened because of some things that happened the week before. But anyway, I know there's a lot of new truckers on, and boy, oh, boy, I can't wait to get to all that. And also, I want to say hi to a few people because I don't know how you're Ooh, that cold weather. Wow, we're lucky here, Captain. I thought it was cool here. Cousin Vinny up there.
It's 47 out right now here in the Bay.
That's bearable, yeah. Anyway, hi to Catwoman, Road Dog, Mark the Trucker, and all you new truckers. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, love you all. Al in Nebraska and Ed the driver and also a gold star tonight, a gold star. I've never done that. I think Kyle, Warren, I don't know if he's still on. Boy, oh, boy, Kyle and Denise. Win a gold star from me, you two that bring so much on with the captain. And then silver stars for all the rest of you because you're so loyal. We'll just put it that way. And if you're new, and I know there's a lot of new of you, and normally I would have been on it. Normally I'm on every night for just a few minutes. But I will tell you, this was a situation that occurred that I am a prayer intercessor. I do it all day long, but it's just something that I couldn't get away from. But I missed you all. And it didn't hurt anything. You didn't miss me, I'm sure, one night. You know, you got along real great. But I do know, the captain was saying, there's a lot of new people on, a lot of you truckers. And that's the one thing you truckers don't know if you're new. I've said I've done a lot of things. That's one thing I couldn't do. I feel sorry for you all. I don't know how you do it through no matter what the weather is, you're right there. So God bless you all. And those of you suffering up north, I feel so bad for right now. I mean, I've really, really cold weather up there.
25 below zero in upstate New York on the Canadian border.
Wow. Wow. That's about like when I lived in Canada, wow, I thought I was going to die. I don't think I could live
in all that. And it's colder than that in parts of New England because yesterday, let's see, it was 114 below zero.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but that was up 4,600 feet in upstate New York.
Yeah, it was terrible.
On top of Whiteface Mountain.
Oh, boy.
Tallest mountain in New York State.
I feel pity for you all. And then to let you all know, if you're new, I usually try to give a little message. And then what I do is one night a week at least we do a shout-out blessing. So we'll wait for that till later. But I've got a lot of messages on prayer. Of course I would have, but I'm a prayer intercessor. But the reason being, There's a lot of people questioning me, and I do not have all the answers, people. And I've been a prayer intercessor, I think, since I was, I think I was born that way, because many years. But I will tell you, there are times, I'm just going to say this, when God, when I can pray over someone, and God will answer it just like that. And for me, too. There are other times when, oh, my gosh, you have to wait and wait and wait and wait. So I'm going to give you a lot of messages on that. And I've already, many of you remember back, I've talked about Daniel, Joseph, the King David, many, many people who had to wait. And we're talking about for Joseph, he was a few years, Daniel a few weeks, King David 17 years to become king. So St. Paul never got. So, you know, it's different for everyone. But I'm going to go into the reasons why I think, because I've had to do that myself. I don't always get things answered myself. And sometimes it takes fasting with it, and sometimes there's something that we haven't dealt with the Lord, and sometimes it just isn't His will. But I'll go into all that for y'all. It's very interesting. And the more I get into it and do it, it is more interesting, because I never know. I just stay on my knees until until I feel like God is saying, this is not for you. But until then, I do. And in fact, I've got a lot of words here ahead, so I'll try to give you some messages that'll kind of uplift you, and remember that prayer is, there's nothing greater than prayer. I'm telling you what's going to help this nation. And yes, I've quoted 2 Chronicles. Somebody asked me the other day, I said, are you kidding? Do you not hear the show? I have quoted 2 Chronicles 7:14 more than any other scripture in the entire Bible. And a few years ago when I first came out, I said, this will be the most important one, because we have certain things we have to abide by, and God can heal our land. I feel He will, but we have to just stick in prayer. So let me end this quickly tonight with one little verse, and then I'll get on to messages this week that I hope will help you. I hope so. And remember, those of you new, you don't know, I'm fervent with what I do. I love you all. I weep. I just have so much love for you all. It's God's love. It's God's love through me. But in the book of James, it says the effectual fervent, that word fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Heaven has angels to help you, people, and He sends those angels, and I'll give you those messages as I'm able to, on and off. Not every night, you know. I'll try to make it. And we'll have a blessing night this week. I don't know. It's going to be a big one, but we'll get it on there. But God bless all of you new people, and you others that get the Silver Star that have been with the captain every night so long. You get the stars, too. God bless you. You know I love you. And time is, I hear the music. So God bless you all, and I'll get with you tomorrow night and the rest of the nights, too. Thank you so much, Captain, and God bless you also for all you do.
All right, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we're coming right back, and we'll open up the telephone lines for your phone calls. Kathy's going to tell you what the number is, so here we go. And good morning, Flip. Good morning, Catwoman and Road Dog. And Ms. Rosemary heard you say that, so thank you very much, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at DR Mold Solutions, because, you know, living in the South like we do, getting all the humidity and the rain and whatnot like we do, one of the problems that we live with down here is mold. And when I bought my older home to have it renovated and fixed up, which I bought it to, I was going to sell it, which I still may do, but I bought it to fix it up, and I've been living in it since 2010. I found out that there were 300,000 species of mold, and yeah, I had it in my walls, and they had to do something about it. And I found a company called DR Mold Solutions that came out and took care of the situation for me, because mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and more. And do not put your family at risk if you don't have to, because DR Mold Solutions has an EPA and FDA-approved method to kill mold in your home or office. It's worked for me since they did it back in 2010, late 2010, early part of 2011. And guess what? It's been just fine ever since, because I've checked it, they've checked it, and there's nothing that's come back because of what they did. They did it right the first time. Now, DR Mold Solutions will travel anywhere in the state of Florida. Their phone number is 727-692-9622. You can have a healthy environment, too. Just give DR Mold Solutions a call today at 727-692-9622. They'll come to you anywhere in the state of Florida and ask about their New Year's special. Tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, where they kill the mold. All right, well, we've got our friend up in Jasper listening to us on FM News Talk 107.5, Nelson. Hello, Nelson. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, you know, I appreciate you and Kyle talking about the service or lack of service by the so by the situation that happened this weekend, and I think these people need to be outed, and it's good that you could acquire that information and pass it on. You have the bullhorn, and I'm so glad you use it. But anyway, I want to tell you, I have the heat on. I, as you know, I'm from Maine, and
what's the temperature up there?
Well, you were telling me. I didn't know.
I was told it was 40 in Jacksonville a little while ago.
Well, I was thinking of northern Maine, but the temperature is about it's about freezing here. But I turned on my heat.
About freezing?
But it is about freezing.
Okay,
here,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in Maine now, you were talking about how cold it was there and northern Maine and the snow.
25 below zero.
Yeah. And I remember those days. And the only advantage with that temperature is that you have snow.
Right.
Down here, if it gets cold, you don't have snow.
Yeah, if it hits freezing down here with no snow, you freeze.
Absolutely. And there's something to do outdoors if you have snow. Out here, it's like, no, you just run to the car and get into the house. And
yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about our Congress and the fact that, as far as I'm concerned, they are on strike.
Oh, yeah.
Doing absolutely nothing. And, in fact, the news was talking about how the Senate may or may not pass the president's proposal.
Right.
And he's working hard to get something done, and they're not doing anything. And they say, well, they're going to need 60 votes to kill a filibuster. Well, the idea is, why doesn't Mitch McConnell make a filibuster case? That is, make those Democrats stand up and sprout their nonsense for 24 hours a day until they get tired. And once the filibuster is broken, it only takes a majority, 50-51 votes.
Right.
And they have, the Republicans have that. And so you can break it in terms of the Senate. And that's what's holding us up right now.
You're right.
And make them filibuster. Let people know that, in fact, they're on strike. And nobody wants to do anything up there. So it's Mitch says, well, you know, since it's not going to pass, we aren't going to vote on it. No, make them toe the line.
I agree.
Okay. Well, anyway, have a great evening. And if you get a chance, turn your heat on, too.
My heat is on.
Good night.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I turned my heat on yesterday, and I haven't turned it off yet. It said it's 72 degrees because yesterday morning it was like, 41 or 2, something like that, with the wind blowing. And I mean the wind, whew-wee, that's what gets you. It's not necessarily cold temperature. You know, if it's cold and there's no wind, a little different story. But if it's cold and you got a wind coming out of the north or the northeast, as it was yesterday, then that makes things a little bit more miserable. Now, I'm lucky in that the vehicle that Moss Nissan gave me to drive, the Titan, the 4x4, the very nice pickup truck that I've got, the crew cab, it's got the automatic start button on it. And all you do is you push that down and hold it to the count of like 3. And boom, the truck starts up, and when you walk outside, you unlock the doors, climb in, you got a warm vehicle. And that's exactly what I did yesterday, and I'm going to do it again this morning. That's the new vehicles are like that. The older vehicles, you got to fire them up. Hope you got a battery that's got a charge in it, because the other thing that happens on cold mornings like this, and I don't need to tell anybody it's in a truck, if you let that vehicle sit very long, you lose the charge on the battery. Or if you sit there in the cold and run a bunch of stuff off the battery, which a lot of people do, then you don't have a battery when you need it. Go figure, right? Go figure. All right. Well, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Now, moving along with some of the headlines here, because yesterday, of course, was Martin Luther King Day, and Martin Luther King's niece talked about Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood, which tried to claim the legacy of Martin Luther King, intertwined with the abortion movement, according to Martin Luther King's niece, said that the whole movement itself is inhuman and inhumane. And then, of course, Alan West chimed in about Dr. King. He said, would Dr. King be happy or shedding tears for the black community today? I think we all know the answer to that. In addition, a story came out yesterday about the Hispanic approval of President Trump. It's now surged to 50% as employment sets new records, and the Latinos, the Hispanics, are standing up for the president because he's standing up for them because he's not allowing any of this amnesty or anybody to go ahead of them. He's holding the line, and the Hispanics appreciate that. And as a result, he's getting more favorable numbers from them. So while he may have lost a point or two here with maybe the blacks or maybe even some whites, guess what? He's got more support coming from the Hispanics, which I think more than makes up the difference because, again, they get it. They understand that the president's in their corner. Now, the president talks about a new bigger deal where he's indicated that he would be receptive to increasing the stay on the DACA folks to 3 years from where they are right now. And that would help things a little bit. It would be a temporary fix. But then again, what do you do with the 11 or 12 or 13 or 14 or 20 million people that are here in the country illegal? You got to get them out of the shadows. You got to identify who they are. And you got to put them at the end of the longest line and get them in the process. That's what you have to do. And they're all afraid that, well, they're going to get deported. Well, if you committed a crime, of course you're going to get deported. If you've got a criminal record, absolutely, positively, you're going to get deported. But for anybody that's here legally, it should be a no-brainer. Get yourself in the system. You'll go a lot further than hiding in the shadows. And Kirsten Gillibrand, also a presidential candidate, senator from New York, has been explaining her flip on amnesty for illegal aliens. She's calling it one word, empathy. Empathy. And did you hear about the Democratic chairman chiming in saying that he wants the teenagers banned from wearing Make America Great hats again? How are you going to do that? He believes that teenagers should not be allowed to wear Make America Great Again hats. This is this Perez guy, Tom Perez. What a moron. What a moron. I wish him luck with that one. It'll never happen. And then there's Representative Dingell out of Michigan. She said she wasn't stupid enough to comment on whether or not the California border wall should come down after making comments that came from second and third parties that she said, well, the current wall that's there should be just torn down so we don't have a wall because it's immoral. And, of course, the president did offer a border wall deal. He says, I intend to keep that promise one way or the other, which means he could still declare a national emergency. And believe me when I tell you, he could certainly do that. And then you got this Representative Tlaib, the Muslim congresswoman. She says, we just don't want to negotiate in these terms. It's not about the wall. And this is the woman that I don't even know how she could have taken the loyalty oath to be a congressional representative. Somebody explain that one to me. I'll be right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump and Vice President Pence pay their respects and visit the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The president laying a wreath in front of the monument. President Trump remains in Washington as the partial government shutdown starts week 5. In Atlanta,
I remember when he did get assassinated, I was 12 years old.
Patrick Price, who lives in Atlanta, will never forget the moment in time when Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated.
It was a sad day. It was a sad day.
Every year to honor King, he goes to the service at Ebenezer Baptist Church, not far from where King and his wife buried.
I'm 63 now, 63 years old. I was 12 years old when he got assassinated. So I've been around his parades and birthdays. Today will have been Dr. King's 90th birthday, and everybody should be proud of the things that he did. He's a great man, great leader, and we have came a long way with him.
Wall Street closed for the holiday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News First Edition on the Captain's America Third Watch. We are broadcasting live and in living color. Unlike all these recorded shows that we compete with at night on the overnight dial, there's only three live shows in America going on right now. I'm one of the three, and we are in the top three in terms of ratings when it comes to all the shows that are on the radio right now. Now, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, then I got a great idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, that's a suburb of Boston, and the other's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my area, Tampa Bay, Florida. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. It is not uncommon for a first-year recent graduate from the National Aviation Academy to start out at $50,000, $60,000, or $70,000 a year in the United States, maybe even more. Now, here's where you get where that comes in. Obviously, if you go overseas, you're going to wind up with more than likely a six-figure income. If you work for a military contractor, you're going to get a six-figure income. And, by the way, if you work for a military contractor in places like Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Jordan, Iraq, maybe one of the stands, or Afghanistan included, South Korea, you could wind up with a six-figure salary and get $50,000 of your first income tax-free. You just take that and invest that in something, and away you go. And I've had a lot of friends of mine do that. So check them out online. Schedule a tour by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. National Aviation Academy. Now, Israel yesterday, after we went off the air, about 10 minutes to 9 was when the bulletin came across the airwaves. I was long asleep by that time. Israel, a rocket was fired at their Golan facility. Golan facility. And right away, the IDF took to the skies, and they went after the caches, the intel sites and bases that Iranian forces have inside Syria and Lebanon. But to their credit, in a major raid, Israel killed 4 soldiers and 11 more manning missile sites firing at IAF jets or IAF jets. And Israel took full credit in a new open policy. You fire at us, we'll come back and fire at you worse than you even thought was imaginable. And to that I say kudos, hats off to the Israelis, about damn time, because they're just not being shown any respect by the United Nations or any of those Arab countries, and certainly Iran. The Iranian Air Force yesterday, commander of the Air Force, came out and said they are going to destroy Israel. They are going to destroy Israel. Not maybe, not kind of, not sort of, blanket statement from the commander of the Iranian Air Force. Well, good luck with that one. Because I don't think they can fly with the Israeli pilots, and I certainly don't think that they can survive the barrage of missiles that will be coming after them if they decide to take on Israeli ground forces or attack anywhere in Israel. Now, researchers now have discovered a secret ballistic missile base inside North Korea, according to a report released by Beyond Parallel, a project sponsored by the Center for Strategic and International Studies defense think tank. Now, the discovery of the Sino-Re base comes after an announcement on Friday that President Donald Trump and North Korean Chairman Kim Jong-un will hold a second summit next month. According to Victor Cha, one of the authors of the report, he says the North Koreans are not going to negotiate over things they don't disclose. It looks like they're playing a game. They're still going to have all this operational capability even if they destroy their disclosed nuclear facilities. Now, Cha was tapped last year as ambassador to South Korea, but his nomination was withdrawn because of policy disagreements. So we'll keep our eyes on that. We'll be talking about that with Denise Simon. Now, you might have heard me say that the 2020 election is going to be all about national security. And I still believe that. And I'm not saying that it's not going to be that way, because certainly national security is not going away anytime soon. Now, when you think about all the things that we have to offer, national security also is about the wall and about the border barrier. And that barrier is not going to be 2,000 miles long. I want you to listen to the president and what he had to say briefly over the weekend.
Our plan includes the following. $800 million in urgent humanitarian assistance. $805 million for drug detection technology to help secure our ports of entry. An additional 2,750 border agents and law enforcement professionals. 75 new immigration judge teams to reduce the court backlog of, believe it or not, almost 900,000 cases. However, the whole concept of having lengthy trials for anyone who sets one foot in our country unlawfully must be changed by Congress. It is unsustainable. It is ridiculous. Few places in the world would even consider such an impossible nightmare. Our plan includes critical measures to protect migrant children from exploitation and abuse. This includes a new system to allow Central American minors to apply for asylum in their home countries and reform to promote family reunification for unaccompanied children, thousands of whom wind up on our border doorstep. To physically secure our border, the plan includes $5.7 billion for a strategic deployment of physical barriers or a wall. This is not a 2,000-mile concrete structure from sea to sea. These are steel barriers in high-priority locations.
Now, keep in mind that border security and defending the United States of America is something that every military man knows inside out and backwards. Keep in mind that we have not only National Guard, but regular military assisting our Border Patrol along the border and our ICE agents along the border in a backup role. However, there are some areas in Mexico where the drug lords reign supreme. And as I told you, murders are up in Mexico last year, the highest of all time, up 33% from the previous numbers before, up 33%. And the drug lords are not afraid to do whatever it takes to keep their illicit and illegal traffic going on, including the $100 million that they paid to the previous Mexican president to see to it that that got done. Now, why in the hell isn't the Mexican president in jail right now? Well, because people have been paid to look the other way, right? $100 million goes a long way in keeping people that should be in jail out of jail. But think about that as we take this break and we take a look again at our highways and byways and be prepared out there. I-70, I-80, I-90, I-94, west of Chicago, ring for winter driving. You're going to be in it, and it's moving east again. Another big old storm coming our way. I'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some hell will mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
All righty, Jerry Reed and company, eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. He's up there with the bandit and old George sitting on the front seat of that big old KW. Okay, this edition of our Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by Moss Family Automotive with their four dealerships right here in my backyard. Whether you want a Chevrolet, a Nissan, or a certified pre-owned vehicle, maybe you want a motorhome, a camper, a boat, motorcycle, or God knows what else, an ATV, who knows, whatever they got at the pre-owned store as well. Now, here we go. A storm has reformed east of the Rocky Mountains and is moving out onto the plains. Now, whether you're on I-70, I-80, I-90, I-94, east-west highways, west of, say, Detroit, or whether or not you're on I-65, I-69, I-75, headed north, anywhere's north of, Kentucky, anywhere's north of St. Louis, whether you're on I-35, I-25, I-15, it's going to get interesting because we have another major storm that's emerged from the Rockies, impacting all the way across into the central U.S. through Thursday. A swath of heavy snow expected from the central Rockies to the upper Mississippi Valley and the Great Lakes, with local heavy rain, with a marginal chance for excessive rainfall possible in the lower Mississippi Valley, down around St. Louis, down into southeastern Missouri, western Kentucky, and also parts of Tennessee. Now, the system will shift into the east to produce a number of hazards, including freezing rain, sleet, snow, and more heavy snow along the way as well. So there you go. You're going to get it no matter what happens. You're going to get it no matter what happens. So let's start with Utah, using Salt Lake City as a base, and I-80 and I-70 and I-15 as the grid references. You're going to have snow coming up about where I-70 comes into I-15, and it's going to be heavy at times as you go east towards Colorado on I-70, especially over around Grand Junction, all the way up to the top of the Rock. Going down into Denver, you will have more snow. Up on I-80, you'll have it all the way into Wyoming, where you've got a winter storm warning that continues into western Nebraska, goes up into Rapid City, South Dakota. And other than that, there's snow out in front, but the winter storm warning is behind it. And we do have a significant storm warning from eastern Colorado in about 100 miles into Kansas, again, on I-70. That's a road that everybody knows. When it snows and a wind starts blowing, it gets really difficult. Again, winter storm warning up on I-80 for Iowa, up on I-90. For southern Minnesota, and coming out of about Madison, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, all the way over on I-90 to the state line. Snow all across Wisconsin tonight, snow through most of Minnesota, snow through most of North Dakota, South Dakota, Kansas, and Nebraska. Snow in Illinois, northern Illinois, southern Illinois, raining down around St. Louis, Springfield south. Snow in Michigan, Detroit north, halfway up through the state tonight. Got a little bit of lake effect snow still in the lee shore of Lake Ontario along Watertown. Bitter cold in the northeast tonight, bitter cold temperatures. Be prepared. Get your fuel right if you're going up into the northeast. Anywheres from Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, all of New England. Just absolutely unbelievable temperatures, many temperatures way down below zero without even worrying about the wind. And then you've got freezing cold temperatures tonight across many parts of the south, Valdosta, over to Brunswick, Georgia. You've got a hard freeze warning there, northern Florida, across to Jacksonville from about Lake City as well. And other than that, looking pretty good. Now, before I get to the phone caller here, we've got something I need to tell you about Moss Nissan. This is the time of the year, Moss Nissan, Moss Chevrolet, Moss Family Chevrolet, and Moss Family Automotive. They start giving a whole bunch of really, really, really deep discounts on top of what they normally give. So remember, you serve, you save. Check them out. Google them, Moss Family Automotive. And then don't forget to also tell them that the captain sent you, because that's an extra $500 right there in your pocket. All right, real quick, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is a Backgammon Bob from Tampa, Florida.
What's up?
Anyway, just want to talk to you about the wall. I think the president just needs to do the executive order. They're never going to do anything but obstruct.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can just go to a catch and deport instead of catch and release.
Well, it used to be that way, remember?
Yeah. And they have to put something to do to stop the incentives for them to come. In other words, they need to stop having any economic incentives for them to come, discontinue some of these welfare programs and stuff. Because if they don't, they're just going to keep coming. What happens if 5,000 or 6,000 of them decide to come up and don't come into San Diego, but decide to cross the middle of the desert? What are they going to do?
Yeah, E-Verify would help.
Yes, that would be a big deal. And the other thing they can do is maybe stop the sending of money back from the United States. In other words, stop these services that send money back, you know, to when they do work or they do make money, but they can't just send it back.
Well, the Republicans propose taxing that. What do you think?
That's
taxing the money they send back, but taxing them like maybe 25% or 30%, so where they're not going to send back a dollar for a dollar.
Or here's another solution. Take the money that they send and just put it in escrow from when they leave the country, they get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That all works.
That's a good idea, bro.
All right. Well, I got Denise Simon calling, so I got to let her go. But those are all great ideas, my friend.
All right. Well, listen, thanks a lot.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. All righty. Now, to the telephone line, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. You know, after we got off the telephone yesterday, it seems Israel went on a little bombing run.
Well, it wasn't after that. It was actually before that. They did, in fact, hit several Iranian sites in Syria. But to hear Syria/Moscow tell the story that the Syrian air defense systems, which are obviously Russian,
mm-hmm.
Destroyed more than 30 cruise missiles and guided bombs.
I doubt that.
So we don't know, what all the numbers are, because Israel generally does not talk about those specifics, although they did admit that they did the airstrikes, which is an unusual step.
Right.
But they did carry out 3 airstrikes. The number of cruise missiles or guided bombs that they dropped, we don't know. So.
Right.
According to Syria/Russia, that they repelled Israel's strikes. However, 6 Syrian military had died, and I think another 6 were wounded.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that one.
Yeah, and I saw one of the videos of a missile taking out a portable missile launcher.
Okay.
And I mean, it was like, hello, now we see you, now you don't. Kaboom.
Oh, that's as far as we're going to, as far as detail, it looks like it's as much as we're going to know.
Well, yeah, and again, you know, what are they expecting when they go after Israel and they fire a rocket? And
they're not after Israel. No, but what we have here is apparently in the discussions that Trump is having with Erdogan wants to take control. And you end up with a major fight between Israel and Turkey before it's over with.
Okie dokie. Hold that thought, folks. So you got to go do the news. And after the top of the hour news, Denise Simon will be back. We'll be talking about all sorts of stuff, including a couple of articles that Denise wrote yesterday. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.